Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Are we your fetish?
Hey, Zamet.
What?
I heard someone was saying that we being me, you, and Joel Dusher plumbing the Death Star, are going to come to the UK this year.
Who's been telling you these truths?
Well, give me more details, you scoundrel.
Well, we're heading to Edinburgh Fringe, and we're going to be performing 4 shows. We're going to be at Just the Tonic on the 14th. We're going to be at Assembly on the 18th and the 25th, and the Loft on the 26th. What month is this, you ask?
I didn't, but go ahead.
I'm assuming it's not September. What's up before
August?
That's baby! The one.
Yeah! That's the one. Are August. We just doing Edinburgh? I fell. Are we just doing Edinburgh Fringe?
No,
are we
going Jackson. Don't be a silly, stupid piece of shit. We're not just doing Edinburgh Fringe. No, we're going other places. We're going to go to Glasgow. We're going to go to Newcastle. We're going to Leeds. Whoa. Nottingham, Cambridge, Manchester,
these
Oxford,
are so many
Birmingham,
damn places.
Bristol, London, Brighton, Cardiff.
Wow!
I know, it's crazy. And did you know in London we're going to be part of the London Podcast Festival?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, Jackson, I'm not. It's crazy.
That's incredible. Where can people go to get the damn tickets?
You can go to sanspantsradio.com/live.
Are they selling out quick?
They are. Glasgow is already sold out, and a bunch of them are already more than 50% sold.
Holy shit, the people better get on it quick.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, what would make better hands than scissor hands for Edward Scissorhands?
Texters.
Whoa, Artie. Actually, that's a good call straight off the bat.
I thought you were going to say textiles.
Texters.
Yeah.
Copic markers.
All right, so look.
Graphic artists listening. Yes?
Before we dive very... You've already jumped in with texters. And
yes.
We'll get back to that, because I think
that is
good.
The three of us are at the edge of a pier in diving gear, and you're like, right, so diving instructions, and Zammit's in. Cool. Did he have all of his gear on? I don't know.
Guys, I forgot my blah. Fuck, I'm going in.
It's almost like jumping out of a plane, and we're like, he jumped. Did you see him put on a parachute?
Damn it, falling, and like the two of us just look at a parachute hanging on the inside of the plane. We just look down again. We're like,
was that the spare?
And we're like,
how many did we have?
Was there four?
There's three of us. Maybe we had four.
The pilot does a pilot one, or is that in the cockpit?
Is there always one? Is there an emergency?
Is there always an extra one? Or are there? And then we look down, and Zamet is dead. he's bloodying up a cornfield. No.
Oh no! Wait, he pulled it. Nah, he's too late.
Too late. But that's not on us.
What makes Edward Scissorhands important? And what makes
bad.
Good hands or bad?
All right. So in Edward Scissorhands, his scissorhands are very good for making hedge art.
Yeah, and doing haircuts, which is insane. If someone had scissor hands and they were like, can I cut your hair? I'd be like, don't get it. You know, the whole town becomes prejudiced against Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
No, look,
keep your scissor hands away from me.
I mean, look, prejudice is bad. However, you can change your scissor hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the...
That's not a choice, Edward.
Does... He can chop those hands off.
Yeah.
Using the other hand.
Yeah.
Then he's got still one scissor hand.
That's all right.
Someone gets a big pair of scissors.
Exactly.
Snip, snip.
Edward's scissor hands are more like blades. They're not really scissors,
no,
are they?
Scissors.
Are they scissors?
Yeah, because there's two little, like... What do you call them? Not handles. What's opposite? Blades. Two blades.
They connect. Okay.
Just clap them up.
You're meant to be a professional.
Yes.
So yeah, basically we need to decide what makes good hands and why does Edward's scissor hands help him? Like, as in, like, why does he enjoy his scissor hands? And I think the answer to that is just art.
Yeah.
Haircuts and hedges.
Art is great for scissoring.
Yeah, absolutely. Art is great for scissoring. I like that, what makes good hands, but clearly we can't choose hands.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, it's off the table.
Yeah, there's no way.
Look at our gross meat stumps.
Speaking of things we can't pick,
yeah.
Look, people are... I know what our fan base is like, and someone at some point is going to be like, oh, Edward penis hands, because that's a very famous and very bad pornography.
Yeah.
A bad answer. Shut up. Stop yelling at your phone.
Just a bad answer, because, like, look...
When dicks make bad hands.
Yeah.
Like, dicks sure, sometimes make dicks, bad dicks.
Right? Imagine this. Five dicks on your hand, but they're like rock hard and they're like very good because they're like you can do stuff. Yeah. But imagine five soft, limp, flaccid dicks.
And as you jerked off one to get it erect, say you're jerking off from the thumb to the pinky.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the pinky, your thumb is becoming
and
flaccid.
And also, you're basically jerking off your flaccid dicks with more flaccid dicks.
You kind of
too many flaccid dicks.
If you just start smacking your dick fingers together... That's kind of like, what do they call that? Sword play? That's all right. It's a bit fun. I mean,
yeah, but also dicks are sensitive. So
plus
even when
then
you're
you come and you're like, well, that's fucking...
I mean, I guess that's art.
Five cum. Yeah, I guess that's
No one refers to having a cum as art.
Yeah, no one does. However, but like 10 dicks all coming at once.
This is what I didn't want to happen.
you shouldn't have brought it up.
I tried to lampshade it.
Yeah, you did.
And it's fucked
you
me.
You just raised too many questions.
Because I honestly wasn't even thinking of
me
dick
neither.
Hands, but now all I can think of is dick hands.
I was seeing tweets from the future and I was getting bothered.
You're getting
by
a
them.
Little bit psychic there. Yeah. I think, we shouldn't see this as it's not a problem, it's an opportunity to do better than hands.
Yes. So again, art. Art is what we need.
And
also,
hands.
Look, to be honest, what is hands good at?
Picking things
stuff up.
Grabbing.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Grabbing,
giving the finger.
Yeah.
Hurting
others without saying anything.
Hurting
Non-verbally hurting others.
Feels.
Yeah.
What else we got?
High fives.
High fives.
It's pretty
so,
important.
So, I guess... showing appreciation.
Yeah.
In brackets, non-verbal.
Non-verbal. Absolutely. And I think that's really it for hands.
Non-verbal.
What is it? What's your list there?
Hang on. Non-verbal.
Yeah.
All right. We've got art.
Yeah.
An exclamation mark. We've got grabbing.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've got hurting others' feels.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In non-verbal. Then showing appreciation. Also non-verbal. Communicating. Hand signs.
Yeah, yeah. And your sign language. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Comms. In bracket, non-verbal.
Alrighty.
Keeping up with a steady beat.
Yeah, that's true. Rhythm.
Rhythm.
We need
Gosh,
rhythm.
Hands are important for rhythm.
Jerking it.
In bracket,
non-verbal.
Or shine. Close. Then square bracket, non-verbal.
That's it. Good. Good.
Close square bracket, close circle bracket.
Mm. Wait, noose.
Ah,
noose.
Yeah,
just chuck noose in there. Noose is its own category.
Yeah,
that involves wiping noose as well.
Ah,
yeah. So just noose.
Handling noose.
Noose. Brackets. Handling
of.
All right, those are the things you need hands for.
Yep.
Let's talk about scissors in those situations.
I'm frightened.
Just to get a baseline.
Let's get a baseline. So we got art.
He's pretty good with
fucking
art.
Fucking amazing at art.
Yeah.
Makes good hedges, good haircuts. Both artistic.
Can't paint.
Can stab a canvas.
Could probably.
Although, hang on. Wait, alright, how this for art?
Yeah.
So you get a bunch of paint tins.
Yeah.
Stab them with your scissors.
Yeah, yeah.
And like drizzle them over a canvas.
Absolutely.
That's a kind
that
of
that
art.
Works. No, that counts.
Everything is art if you like it's art. This podcast, art.
Art.
Yeah.
Plumbing the
That's the one everybody in the world is like, no, that one's not.
No.
Anything's art, but not you guys.
Look, I've seen someone like put paint in their bum and like fart it out onto canvas and that's art.
Well, that's
famously
that's art.
art. Had my portrait painted by a man's penis.
Picasso.
What
a genius. Art.
It was something. Watching a man color in the border of a painting with his bum cheek was good.
That is pretty amazing.
But also, I mean, like, watching him paint my face.
Do you still have that portrait?
So it was me and a friend, and the friend has it, but I've got pictures of it.
Good, I want to see him.
Yeah, I'd like to imagine someone doing kind of the same thing, but with their tongue and slowly dying of paint poisoning as they do it.
Picasso made his own paint so that he wasn't getting dick poisoned.
Yeah, that's probably...
But also, it means the first time he did that, he didn't...
He just got dick poisoned.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Anyway, I'm sure people want to see it, so when this episode goes out, I'll tweet it.
All right, good.
All right, so art, very good. Now, grabbing, not good terrible. With scissor hands.
He's good at cutting.
Imagine trying to grab a carrot. Let's have that as our baseline. Edward Scissorhands slices through. Good for a salad, bad for moving a carrot.
Yeah. Good for having a sliced carrot where that carrot is.
The tragedy is that he has made it bite-sized, yet he still cannot pick it up. Because every time he tries to pick it up, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
I guess, again, it's kind of like he's now using his scissor hands as toothpicks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, that's true. I guess he can do that. But then cut his mouth off.
Although they are quite big scissors, so he's going to have to... kind of out, like stretch out his hand a bit.
He cannot eat a carrot unless it is fed to him. That's a fucking tragedy.
I like that the greatest tragedy of all is trying to move a carrot but making it bite-sized yet being unable to bite it.
Every time you try to pick up the carrot, it gets smaller and smaller.
Until it turns into grated carrot.
Yeah, exactly. That's so if you want a great carrot, be like, Edward Scissorhands, eat this. And he's like, and then you just swipe it into the salad.
Slam his face into the counter like a chicken.
Edward, no! This was just an easy way of chopping carrot and causing pain in a fellow human being. Grabbing bad.
Yeah, grabbing is bad. All right. Hurting others' feels non-verbally.
I think he could give the finger, potentially.
Yeah, I think he'd be very good at giving the finger.
Did he have five?
Yeah.
Okay, if he had five scissor hands...
Provided he's got a middle finger, he can wave that around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like... Boom.
Plus, he can still talk, so he could point at you and be like, you're a fuck or
non-verbal.
Whatever. Non-verbal, Jack. He could mouth, you're a fuck. It counts.
It also hurting feels like the shushing.
Yeah, that's true.
He could do it as well, but might be like cutting himself.
Split his lip in the middle.
Cut his nose in half. The most powerful shush of all.
That's a good power play. Imagine this, all right? Someone, you're making a bit of racket. You're in a library.
Yeah.
You're making a bit of raucous noise. Someone comes up to you in full leathers, grabs their giant bladed hand finger, puts it to their lip, keeps going, and they've got a giant split between their nose, forehead, and lips. Are you making a sound?
I have shat myself.
Maybe you're screaming, but after that screaming subsides, you are quiet as a mouse.
Imagine as they say shh, the size of their face vibrates.
That was not pleasant.
That's a nightmare.
That's violent.
That's some gory shit, yeah.
So yeah, hurt and
feel gory.
Non-verbal, good.
It's impressive. All he's got to do is slice his face and I'm being quiet and hurt.
Yeah. Now, showing appreciation.
He can again, give a in non-verbal. Thumbs up.
I could give it... No, because it looks too spiky.
Yeah, it doesn't...
The trick about like a good thumbs up is that like the thumb is a bit rounded.
So it's a
pleasing shape.
Thumb is inoffensive.
Thumb is like, well done. Finger, pointy. Like giving someone the finger.
The everyman.
The thumb, lovely round edges.
Middle finger.
Rudest man in the
bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
You got a bourgeois middle finger and a proletariat thumb. Hope I haven't mixed them up.
Yes.
Yeah. So... He cannot, all of his fingers are fingers.
Yeah.
Except they're blades.
Yeah.
But he has no blade thumb. He doesn't have like a butter knife as well.
Because if it was a bit like rounded, I'd be like, oh, that's a nice thumb.
Yeah, like safety scissors or something.
Yeah. He's given me a good appreciatively round, like curved thumb up.
Yeah.
But that's like, he's given me a blade. Is that a new curse? Is he cursing me with his weird... Is that a thumb? I disagree.
The middle finger for him?
It's hard. Well, that's the thing. We don't know, which also comes back to the being rude thing. Until he cuts his own face off, we cannot be sure that he has given us the business.
That's right. He gives us the finger, and I'm like, maybe he's giving me a thumbs up.
I should keep going,
mop, mop, mop in a library.
It bothers me because it's not hard to imagine you doing that in a library.
In my mind, I'm just running around without a shirt on.
See, in my mind,
mop, 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 mop,
in my mind, you're sitting at a computer desk, but you're flailing your arms, so you're actually taking up three computers, and there's a line of elderly waiting to use their internet.
Yeah, you feel like the kind of person that would happily watch pornography loudly in a library.
I'm getting the old people in on it. I'm like, you can come in, but you gotta watch.
www.zoidshentai.com.
Zoids. Don't ask me any questions about Zoids, old people.
Just look at these drawn ones.
I will not field Zoids questions if you're going to sit here.
Yeah, but you can watch the Zoids pornography with
just
me.
Just enjoy.
Who's that? What did I fucking say?
Don't worry. It's jerk really... it or leave it.
Just appreciate the art. So I guess showing appreciation, not great.
Yeah,
so I'm confused. I'm a confused boy.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
Now, communication, non-verbal. He's going to get all like, fuck. Because again, the size of those scissors on his scissor hands, they're very confused. Like, they're too big. It's too big to make an appropriate sign. Like, sure, he might be able to tap something in Morse code.
Yeah, that's true.
Is Morse code non-verbal? It's making a sound.
It's audible.
It's definitely non-verbal.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing that mop, mop, mop in Morse code.
I am. I'm saying, help me.
You're saying Zoids pornography.
Yeah, and also I imagine if he does sign language too fast, he'll start a little fire from the sparks. Like, surely as he slaps his blades together.
Yeah. I reckon not great.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
Low.
Rhythm, though.
Pretty good. Yeah. Whatever.
Not, not just like rhythm, how we can drum our fingers on a table.
Can clap.
We can clap. Mm. We can do clicks. He can do, like, scissor sounds. Hey, on... And he can also, like, do, like, all five of them.
Yeah, that's
once.
True.
Like, shink, 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 shink.
Yeah, he look
probably independently of each other. So I reckon rhythm high.
Yeah, he's got pretty good.
Depends though, because imagine the sound of two swords hitting each other, and would you say that is a beat?
Yes.
It could be.
It could be. And again, we're talking like industrial sounds.
Yeah. As someone who listens to fucked music, I know what that sounds like in a song, and it's hard to keep a beat to that.
Look, late '90s,
no,
industrial metal.
Yeah, no,
I reckon he'd be good for it.
It would be like, I can, you know what, I just realized I don't want to, I'm not dying on this hill.
And are all the blades different sizes?
I think maybe
like slight variations. Mm. So he potentially could have different sounds.
Evies.
That's just keys. That's not scissors. Look.
That's a beat enough.
That was worth it. Cinema of the mind, Cinema of the mind. Yeah.
All right, whacking it. That's next. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No.
In bracket, cock or giant.
Slicing
bracket,
your
non-verbal. Close square bracket.
You're just verbal because you're screaming.
Yeah.
0 out of 10.
Yeah. 0 out of 10.
Literally worst case scenario.
Worse for a cock, even worse for a giant.
Yep.
Not great.
It's harder to score lower than
Jesus,
a zero.
No, I hate it. I thought about it more.
Don't. Hi, I'm Joel Dusha. Don't think about this.
I just
got to
assume that the crazy old scientist gave him no genitals. That would have been clever. He doesn't need genitals.
He doesn't. But doesn't he bang Winona Ryder in that film?
Ah, he's got genitals.
He has genitals he can't touch. And a girlfriend he can't touch.
Mm. Oh, that's so tragic. Okay.
I guess
then,
that's why it's all pent up and he expresses that, makes that art his expression.
That's
that.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Did they purposely make him look like Robert Smith from The Cure, or did that just happen with his scissor hands?
I think they did it on purpose.
I don't know if the scissor hand. Does Robert from The Smiths?
Robert from The Smiths? From The Cure.
From The Cure? I don't know.
Robert Smith from The Cure.
There it is. My brain, like, gave up on me halfway through that sentence.
Robert
like,
from The
Jackson,
Smiths.
Jackson, I'm letting you know I bought this now, but I didn't. Does he have scissor hands?
No, but he's got the same. He's got hair like he had scissor hands and tried to do his hair.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Wiping.
Yeah.
A 0 out of 10 again.
Sliced nose.
As a man who has in their past had an anal fissure, not happy with
like
this.
Cutting up a calamari with a knife and fork.
Well, I knew when we got to this part it was going to be unpleasant. And look, it
not
was.
Wrong. Not wrong.
This was a bad place to be.
So, all up.
Pretty low.
Scissor hands? Not Shit. Great for hands.
They're fucked. Don't have them.
Look, as we've been keeping score of all of his categories, he scores an average of a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, there you go.
If you rewind it, you'll hear us muttering under our breath the scores for each category.
Yep. So on average, 2 out of 10.
Yep.
Now,
Texters.
Or Copic markers for your all your graphic designers out there.
Yeah. The graphic designers are like, finally, 200 fucking episodes, and I finally got a shout out. Been there since the start.
Fucking goddamn it. Now I'll stop listening.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, well, yes, for a specific kind of art, no sculpture. Wait, hang on. Explain it to me. Is it two big texters?
No. It's or five texters per finger.
Texter finger.
So he can draw, but would have to learn to draw.
Yeah, well, look, if Edward Scissorhands is cutting, making sculpting, and you give him that art, this guy is also good enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Edward Copic Marker Hands, he's definitely getting a 10 out of 10.
Look, fair. Plus, it's funny because, you know, like, Edward Scissorhands is covered in scars.
Yeah.
He's just covered in mark.
Wash your face. No.
Edward Copic.
How about we'll make it a little bit more difficult for him? Because, again, look, hardship. Yeah. He's got, like, you know, scars in his face. Edward, permanent marker hands.
Ah, now we're talking.
Oh. Yeah.
He's scarred by the permanent marker. Yeah, and also, he'd be like a tattooed man because you're bored up in that weird loft. You'd just be drawing on yourself.
Yeah,
for art, look, he's done spectacular.
And again, we'll do permanent markers and we'll do each one different color.
Yeah.
How's that?
I think that's good. And I think you're right. He'd be superb at it.
Grab him, though.
Not great.
Great. Because, again,
better. Hang on.
However,
give me your pencils, Amit.
Permanent markers. They're very much like rigid.
Oh yeah,
but you can pick it up. It's kind of like, you know, almost like using chopsticks.
Yeah, like using a chopstick on each finger or having really long nails.
But the benefit of, say, scissor hands, you can stab.
Yeah. You don't have that.
You
eating a carrot was our baseline.
Yeah, eating a carrot.
You could probably pick up a carrot with
It's going to be difficult.
Hands.
It's not going to be great.
Yeah. I think, possible. Hard to eat. Chances of you dropping the carrot on the floor in a dog's bowl.
A lot.
But, like, fucking not impossible.
Yeah.
And you're not chopping the carrot up, so...
So after a while...
You've got a better score than Edward. Scissor hands. Yeah.
All right, so I guess that's not right. But hurting other feels...
Again, you just kind of got rigid fingers. Plus, now that they're texters, you can write "fuck you" on a wall.
That's true. It's nonverbal. You can carry around like a little placard. Or
whatever. Like a whiteboard on your chest. Board.
All those pieces of paper and be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. Nice hair, shit hair. thank you.
Imagine
that.
You're a rude man.
you're there, you're looking at him, he gives you a nod and it's a bit of a smile, like, oh, hey, mate.
Yeah.
And he writes, nice haircut. And you're like, oh, I just got my haircut. Shit haircut. You're like,
oh my God. I'm not a big fan of you.
And then he just writes, ha ha ha, smiley face.
That's rude. That's the smiley face really hurt my feelings.
I did. Hurting others' feels quite high.
I want to try and pick something up with just five rigid sticks.
No, okay, just keep your fingers stiff and try and pick it up. Like, no, look, here. I picked my keys. Look, there's keys on this table. I picked it up without bending my fingers.
I can pick up some playing cards.
I can pick up my phone, but I cannot shuffle.
Oh, this is going to be a repeat of the last episode where you dropped your phone and broke it if you keep trying that shit again. Also, sorry that I was a bit absent for a bit. I'm trying really hard to buy Kendrick Lamar tickets mid-episode. Me too.
probably your phone use as well with our hands. Yeah, quite high.
Warmth. You need warmth.
Yeah, that's true.
For a touch
no screen. Warmth in a text.
I think most of our things are going to fail on a phone.
Yeah, that's... Well, I'm excited to hear what news is.
We'll see how
fire.
Tongues.
No. Edward Licky Hands. look, text up, fine for picking, grabbing shit, fine for nonverbal rudeness.
How about showing appreciation? Nonverbal, I think, also quite high.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine this, nice haircut, smiley face, that's it.
Oh, what a lovely man.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I think on both of the nonverbal communes,
perfect.
He's good. He's
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
And again, communication. Perfect again.
It's the same
perfect
thing.
Perfect score.
Harder to do sign language, but not impossible,
but
I guess.
But don't need to do sign language. You can just write. Mm,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
And you could make literal sign language.
Yeah, you can make a language
sky,
of sign.
Like, sight, ride a sign.
Yeah.
Hard to pick up the sign, but you could
just hang it around your neck or get a friend too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Like, do you have that little, like, ridge thing and all Texas have where you could, like, slide a piece of paper underneath it?
What?
Like, that thing?
The clip.
Oh, I always assumed that was to hook it on your belt like a cool guy.
Your belt pocket, maybe. I'll give you a pocket.
Belt.
Whoa, that's a thin belt.
What a cool guy.
No fear. I mean, probably. Does that mean
you know, is there? Yeah.
Because you don't get that without having a lid.
Yeah.
You cannot take the lid off if you have text a hand.
Well, yes, you can. You just use your teeth.
Mouth.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And
thank you for miming that.
And when you pull it out, right, so you get your middle texter, right?
Mm.
You pull it off, the lid off. Now it's a lovely aggressive point.
Yeah, yeah.
Give someone the finger with that. You know that's someone giving you the business.
Can you then, you pull it off with your teeth, mm-hmm. can you put it back on with your teeth?
Yeah.
Well, how can you do that for every texter?
I mean, just like...
Just for everyone like listening at home, okay. Joel Zammit nailed it. Because
so you
it's
have
not
to use one... All I'm saying is that means you have to use one texter at a time.
No, it doesn't
necessarily.
So you have a mouth full of lids.
I'm going to do this, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's done it. He's
spit it out.
Okay, now put it back on.
All right, now I'm going to grab it with
with what?
With my fingers.
His texter hands.
Yeah.
I think you'd find that more difficult than worse.
All right, now, Hanko, hang on.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I just picked it up with my mouth.
Okay. Yeah, it was on the table. Yeah. Joel Zammit put his head on the table, picked it up in his mouth.
All right, just wanted to check.
There's a lot happening in the studio.
Because otherwise, you're just going to end up with dulled texters. And once one of your fingers is dulled, you can never use it again.
Ooh, actually, that's a good point. That is a running good point. Out of running ink.
What if you drop your fucking
lid?
Well,
I imagine...
In a drain.
Ah, damn. Well, I can imagine... Oh, dry texts are not good.
Oh, like showering very hard. Yeah. The ink will run. Yeah. I think... This
there's got to be some kind of magic to it. I'm assuming it's like his blood, yeah?
Oh, my God. I hope not. Well, Edward says...
All the texters are red.
Oh, they are too. All the texters are red and I am very tired. Well, Edward Scissorhands said his blades never got dull.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but he can sharpen blades.
Yeah, that's true. You cannot get new ink for your texter hands, which means that by the time you're 20
like,
or something...
Unscrew it, right?
You're like now
20? Fuck!
Five.
20 years of a texter.
I reckon you could unscrew it and put the ink in.
You might have to get someone else to do it for you because it's an
100%. That's what
operation.
Old mate, mad scientist
Winona Ryder was for.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
could you please re-ink me? Thank you.
What an intimate experience to rhythm, be re-inked. Though.
Fine.
That's just tip tapping away. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Not as good as like say if you had I don't know drumsticks. For
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, just as good as regular fingies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jacking it, though.
You still got your palm, I guess.
Nah. No.
Doesn't care. It's not great.
It's not ideal.
And
better
it's
for a
Edward
giant.
Edward Scissorhands, not
is
Edward Scissorfingers.
Oh, that's true. You have no palm.
Look, it's not great. I can't imagine, I was thinking, maybe it's decent for a giant, but I don't think so, because you want, some dexterity.
Yeah, you got
you don't want, a hard, a hard, rigid thing that doesn't bend anyway.
Plus, you don't want the lid to come off, and then you get fucking ink in your giant. Nobody needs ink in their giant.
No one wants, the head of their dick. Just ink it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one, I feel like colouring in a clit is not going to feel good.
Yeah.
I just learned to suck myself off.
Yeah, look,
just
fair.
Teach myself how to do it and then whoop, teach myself. It's just stretching. There's no there's no technique. But yeah, because otherwise you're just not doing
That's a frightening conversation because you'd be like, at some point someone's going to be like, it sucks, you can't masturbate. You're like, no, I can.
I figured it out.
And they're like,
how? I suck myself off. I come in my own mouth.
Yeah, I'm regretting not choosing tongues right now because I think that would have been a better answer for this.
Hard to do art with tongues.
That's true.
Not
and can you taste?
I would hope
I
yes.
I hope because we got one category left and
Nuss, handling of.
You would suck at it. You cannot wipe with texter fingers.
But I could color my nuss in red.
Yes,
so it looks clean. Or bloody. Not sure which.
But it wouldn't be clean. It is not clean.
It is not clean.
No.
No, it is not clean at all.
Take your nose to a doctor and be like, I don't know why it's so red. And the doctor's like, it's not clean back here. And you're like, well, I guess.
Is it clean? No.
No.
I guess take care of it for me, doctor. Yeah, look, so zero there. But other than that,
with that score, we've been keeping under our breath. Yeah. Probably like a 4 to 5.
Really? I would have been like a 3, but I'll take a 4.
Yeah. You've got art, you've got rude gestures.
That's right, non-verbal rude gestures.
I feel like the things that Edward Scissorhands could already accomplish, you're accomplishing better, and the things that he failed at, you're failing just as bad.
Yeah.
That's true. So, about a 5 out of 10. Average.
Yeah. I was going to say big hammers.
Big hammers?
But just two big hammers, not hammer fingers.
Mm. Hammer hand.
Just hammer hands.
Okay, let's go through
Edward Hammerhand.
Art.
Art. You break shit. Which
you could smash some rock.
Sometimes the only way to make something beautiful is to destroy it.
Yeah. Okay. If you had someone else hold a chisel, you could maybe do it.
I guess you're definitely making a statement with your art.
Can you hold a chisel in your mouth and hammer? Or is no. That a very good way to hammer your brain.
I mean, are you talking about like hammering the back of your head?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, look.
I was imagining holding it. Hang on. Holding it from the side.
Oh, yeah. And then like chunking into you. You're going to miss and hit your cheek.
I'm going to smash my teeth open is what I'm going to do there.
There's a song by Cannibal Corpse called Hammer Smashed Face that's about this exact thing.
It's about me. Yeah.
Art, look, you're I guess it could be a performance art.
Yeah, that's true.
And you could be breaking things.
I'm imagining these hammers about the size of sledgehammers, just so we're all
okay,
on the same page.
Good.
Maybe as long as sledgehammers. Dragging along the ground behind me, yeah.
Yeah, look, not great. Grabbing, not great.
Well.
Look, if you had something like soft but still kind of like malleable, like I'm thinking like a panna cotta.
Yeah.
You could kind of like plunge your hammer fist in and try to like bring up. And maybe it kind of suctions onto the
What about if hammer. I hammered around like, say, your waist? Can I grab? Is that grabbing?
So you... No, that's causing me a lot of harm.
Because I just figure I could get my hammer handles and hook my hammer heads together, like lock them together around something.
Okay. That's using your arms.
Hang on, are you... Now the image in my head is all meddled up. Are you imagining hammers with like the...
I'll draw it for
like
you.
The hammer that you would use to hammer in a nail? Are you imagining
and with the claw?
Like with the claw? Or are you imagining a hammer like the Super Mario Brothers mallet hammer? Or are you imagining a sledgehammer? All of these are wildly different hammers.
I think he's imagining, well, that's just like boat propellers, Jackson.
Yeah, well, I cannot draw hammers.
Oh, you're imagining like...
your legs are very long.
That.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My knee is here.
Okay, so I think the best example is like...
a sledge.
Yeah. At the shoulder. I've put them at the shoulder.
It's
like an idiot. Hang on, I gotta redo this drawing.
It's I mean, we got it, but that's fine.
No, because you didn't, because it's longer than that.
That's already very long, Jackson.
Hammer.
So it's like the hammer that King DDD uses in Smash Bros.
Yeah,
like a mallet.
Like a mallet.
Like the Super Mario... Okay, the mallet. Picked the
but
least useful
But coming out at the
one.
Wrist.
Yep.
You've picked the least useful hammer.
Good for hopping. I could like push them down and like raise myself up.
Let's just quickly go through this. Art. Hang on. That's the list.
Art, zero. Now grabbing. Now remember, grabbing carrot.
Art, zero. Grabbing a carrot, zero.
I just smash that into
hurting
the
others' feelings, nonverbal. Violence, yes.
Can I do this?
No, because you smack them upside the head.
Yes. You're going to kill yourself.
That's nonverbal, right?
So, violence is nonverbal. So I guess Edward Scissorhands' rude gesture could be slitting someone's throat.
Yeah. Look, imagine, you like piss off or making a ruckus. Edward Scissorham comes up to you. Yeah, ham. Scissorhand comes up to you, grabs you by like the hand and just slits your own wrist.
Oh, my God.
Rude.
Wow.
Rude.
Showing appreciation. Zero. What's that one?
It's hard to read.
Something nonverbal.
I have communication, comms.
Communication, nonverbal. You can hit the ground.
Yeah, and I can drag words into the earth with my hammer hands.
Not amazing. Rhythm, though.
High rhythm.
Now, this is an industrial beat.
Yes.
Although, I'm trying to imagine, because my hands have basically doubled in size. My arms, sorry. To make I don't know if I could... I'd have to, swing my arm around back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be a slow beat. You know, look, this is another
romantic.
Slow dance.
Also, you can, lift it up. You're not going to do, a force.
Can I lift up a sledgehammer with the power of my wrist?
I mean, I reckon I could.
Length of a song, can I keep that beat with just my wrists? Do this with your wrists for the length of a song.
I have played drums before, so I know that I can do that. Moving my wrists like I'm
with
holding...
a sledgehammer at the end.
Yeah, it would just be a slower beat. And also, your arms would be musclier because you're carrying that weight
anyway.
Yeah,
that's true. I have sledgehammers since birth.
Yeah, so I'd say high.
Yeah, look fair. I'll take it.
Jerking it, though.
Zero.
Cock or gine. I mean...
Smashed. No.
If you polish that wood, you can grind against it.
C and B torture.
Yeah, C and B torture. Hi.
Yeah, drop that sledgehammer on your testicles.
Woo!
Hard to do.
But you could do it to someone else.
It's the like all good tricks, you can only do it once.
Absolutely. I could sort of cross over my sledgehammer arms and kind of fuck the cross. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, that's fucking your arms. And again, I guess you're polishing that wood.
Yeah.
I've
got to polish that wood.
Do you reckon it's going to be impossible for a giant, though?
Yeah.
Unless you like really slam that clit.
What if I just grind my... It's not pleasant, but...
There's been a lot of just very unpleasant flip phrases.
Yep.
In color that clit. Smash that clit.
I'm not happy about it.
There's been a lot of clit talk.
Yeah.
More clit talk than normal.
I'm just imagining, because again, it's just like, you know, is there equivalent of like cock and ball torture, but for ladies?
Yeah, there is, but I forget what it's called.
Genital mutilation, and it's not pleasant.
Is it like clitin?
No.
I don't think there's clitin anything. Like, I don't think it's something and it's torture, but yeah, it's like vagina torture. People like it. Some people like it. It's possible.
No. People don't like it. You said that like it's a common...
People do like
same
it.
Way like people like cock and ball torture. Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Exactly.
Some people.
I've seen it with pegs and pins and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. People getting off on shit.
Yeah.
Let the world fuck. I'd like that
don't
on my
kink
tombstone.
Shame, douche,
I'm not kink shaming.
Jackson like Bailey, colon, let the world fuck.
Don't yuck someone else's yum.
Exactly.
Right?
Look, yeah, but nobody
yeah, no,
should
no,
be fucking
no, no one's wanting that at all.
Wiping.
Yeah. Impossible.
No.
I mean, I guess you're using the wood.
I just
the
wipe
handle.
On the wood, yeah. Impossible in a toilet. That's just not the room.
I guess what you're doing is arcing back to ancient times where we'd use sticks.
It's gross now, though, because instead of... My hammers are just covered in feces.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only am I a terrible mutant, I'm one that smells like shit. Yeah.
You gotta get, like, while you're doing some wiping, you gotta get someone to help wipe your pole.
I gotta get someone to wipe. Or maybe I just have a weird shower. A problem we didn't talk about is what if the thing breaks? Then I just have sad stumps of wood instead of hands.
Oh, that's true.
That's like something I gotta deal with.
Look, I feel this is worse than scissor hands.
Yeah, I think it might be.
So, as we were keeping score, maybe a 0 or a 1? No, for the rhythm, 1.
1. I'll take 1 for the rhythm.
1 for the rhythm, because, like, at least you're keeping a beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a fast beat, but, like, a decent beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JD?
Well, my choice is a little bit more obscure than your choices, because I am not a coward. Miniature versions of myself.
Little douches.
Little douches.
Where?
So, same size as fingers, roughly, but...
Oh, where
do they have like what? Okay, what's on their hands? Little versions of them.
Fingers.
Is it kind of keep going, or is it fingers?
Fingers.
Right.
Is it like? Hang on, let me just draw a bad
are
hand.
They, are they all independent? As in, like, are they actually? Are they little U's, or do they just look like little U's?
No, they are actually little me's. But we share the same consciousness.
Okay.
Does it look like?
Like little finger puppets.
Like that?
Like little finger puppets, yeah.
But do they have a split in the legs?
No.
Okay.
Their arms are free moving.
So from your torso up?
No, from my knees up, but... No.
As though they're fused
connected.
Together.
Yeah, yeah.
No dicks.
No dicks?
No, there is dicks, yes.
Okay.
Okay, just dicks off a bit of flesh. Where are your balls?
Because
your balls hang between your legs, so yours hang over your
I feel like I have to pay a little split in between.
I think
you know
you
what?
Need a
no
little...
dick. I've come round, no dick.
You don't need a dick in this. You don't want a dick in this situation.
I don't. Okay. Little art.
All right. I mean, like, each little him can hold a pencil.
A little pencil.
You can do
little
potentially
art.
10, no, 20 little drawings.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Speed art. Also intrinsic.
Art. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Little.
Yeah.
All right. That's
quite
true.
High. Grabbing. I mean, it's going to feel weird because you're going to get, like, 20 little hands grabbing you.
But you can all grab that carrot and eat it.
Yeah, I can.
Here's the problem. The carrot, by the time it gets to your mouth, has been eaten by the tiny ewes.
Little tiny little teeth marks.
Yeah. You cannot ever eat food because the little douches eat the food first.
That's why you got to eat big food.
Ah, that's clever. Get 2 carrots.
Yeah.
They'll be too full of the first carrot by the time the second carrot reaches your mouth.
Imagine a carrot, right? Yes. They're all grabbing it and having
little
bites.
Also, guys. They eat the carrot.
Mm?
They eat the carrot. Where does the carrot go? Into me.
Through your arms.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you have 5...
esophagi.
Esophagi that go up your arm and into your stomach?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Imagine.
Do they also go into your lungs? Can you breathe through these guys?
Yes. If you were underwater and you put your hand up.
Yeah.
Can I breathe? Yes, but not very well. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I would
there's
probably.
There's a tiny little.
Yeah.
It would be the similar thing of, like, I would probably still drown if I was only breathing through my fingers, but I do get a little bit of air. Because all the things that are in me are then elongated through my forearms.
So it'll take a while to get.
So like how, Jack, you had snake pits, and if you had like one of your snakes under the water, it drowned. What if you had one of your hands too far in a bath?
What about even something more basic? You're patting a dog, the dog bites one of your fingers. Do you just have a dead you?
Absolutely, and I feel it.
What if you catch, like, say you catch a cricket ball?
Yep.
And they're notoriously quite hard.
Do you just have a dead
Do you just
hand?
Have dead, like, you know, several dead douches on your hand?
Well, it depends, because, like, I feel like, it's like them being hit by the cannonball now that I think about it. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I guess they would die.
What if you, like, get, like, you know, say you accidentally catch your finger in, like, a door jam?
Oh, that's dead. A dead douche.
That's a dead
what
face
if you
doucher.
Just sleep on your hand? Ooh. Do you sleep with a hand under a pillow?
I don't sleep with a hand under a pillow,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes. Like this.
Yeah. That seems like you just wake up with pins and needles.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right.
I've been waking up with a sore foot recently, and I don't know why.
Poor blood flow.
Yeah, poor blood flow, and I suspect diabetes.
Possibly.
Look, if anyone's getting type 2 diabetes on the show, it's probably you.
Your boy, JB. Absolutely. Had to think about that.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
All right, so art, good. Grabbing,
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Hurting others' feels, non-verbally.
Real good, because I can give you the finger, but then my finger is also giving you the finger.
I didn't quite hear. The little yous just have regular hands.
Yeah, just regular hands.
That's so sad, because if they had smaller yous, you could give fractal fingers.
Yeah. No, but the thing is,
I would be so hurt by the power of that little finger that I'd die. It would travel.
You'd be like, oh my God, how many bad feels am I getting right now? And that's a lot of bad vibes.
Travel from my eyes to my brain to my heart, which would stop. That's what would happen there. Yeah, but look, still, 2 is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it's not 2, actually. It's 20. Because you just hold up your hand. Well, actually, no, it's not 20.
Yeah, well, it could be, but then it hurts less.
But then someone's like, is he just doing jazz hands at me? You gotta squint. You're like, oh,
what the hell?
That's a good one, though. Because he's like, someone's giving me, like, a weird jazz hand. Yeah. You go in for an inspection and realize he's giving you nothing but bad vibes.
Yeah. But also, look at look at the size of my fingers now. If my fingers had arms, you'd be able to tell if it was giving you the finger.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not, it wouldn't
not
be like,
from a distance. Not from I got bad distance. Eyes.
You get.
Look, from a distance, I'd be like, huh? And I'd, like, peer in and be like, oh. Yeah. So it'd be like it'd be a puzzling and then a hurt feelings.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
That's what you're
that's
looking
what you kinda
for.
Want.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's next?
Showing appreciation,
which,
non-verbal.
Same thing.
Same thing.
You give a
My fingers can shake hands.
Yeah. That's
true. Now, high-fiving, though.
You have a lot
of stress.
Dead fingers.
Hey,
Dusha, what up?
A lot of bruised. A lot of bruised Dusha faces.
Imagine you shake Dusha's hand and the little Dusha's lick your paw.
Gotcha. It'd be like shaking hands with you normally. A very wet hand.
Yeah.
Very wet.
Pull away and the little Dusha's giving Lily. Did you little guys lick my hand? No.
No.
You just got moist hand.
I'm just spitting.
Like something tastes disgusting for some reason. Why? Why does it taste like this, Jackson? What? Why does what taste like
nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, it's just like taste.
It tastes like lime juice and shit
and salmon oil.
That's weird. Why does it not taste salty? It should taste salty.
That's the one taste I was expecting.
It tastes like bicarb. Why?
No, I'm fine.
I'm good.
Just showing appreciation non-verbally.
I like that I'm getting real smug in this situation. Like, clearly I know what's happened, but I'm like, you just cop it.
Communication, non-verbal.
Fine. That's a lot of sign language. It's going to be like getting yelled at every time, but that's fine.
Have it. Rhythm, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Just like heaps of little claps.
Unless your little guys are out of time, which the more people you have, the higher chance of that you have.
That's true.
But all they're all controlled by me, so no, it'll be true. In rhythm.
Yeah,
it'll be harder to make them out of rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'd be hard for them to play a song.
You could not turn your hands into a band,
no.
Which is so sad.
But I could turn them into like a terrifying marching band that's all drums.
Ah, but imagine having jazz hands that were literally
jazz hands.
I do like that they are independent of you, but I guess...
Yeah, look. What can we do?
Oh, wait, no, they'd have to be.
Why?
Because otherwise I wouldn't be able to... Otherwise my fists would either be closed or open.
Mm, that's true.
So yeah, they would be independent. They wouldn't have independent thought, though. I control them still.
I like the idea of...
Because I don't want a rebellion.
How about this? It's kind of like an ant situation. So you are the queen ant,
yeah.
But all your like fingies are workers. So they work independently, but you can be like, no, do this. And they're like, all right.
Okay, yeah, done. You so send
it's
out
a little bit more of a hive mind.
Yeah, look, I'll take hive mind. That I'll take actual hive mind. There are no rebellions.
Yeah, no rebellion. They love you.
Yeah. Which means you can have a little hand band.
A hand band.
I do like a little hand jazz band.
The Joel Dusha jazz hands jazz band.
Imagine.
Jazz Dusha. That's what I'll call the band.
Jazz Dusha.
No, the old hand jazz hands jazz band.
The old Razzmal hand dazzle.
Do you hear the old Razzmal jazz handle bazazzle is playing tonight? What's that show? How could you forget it? It's the one with the guy's hands are the band.
It's Joel Jazz Douches, Joel Sands, Juicer Jazz.
My favorite part about it is jams. The guy who owns the hands just smiles quite pleasantly at the crowd while the band's happening. Like, it's pretty
smug.
Cool, huh?
Mm. I have a microphone, so I'm like, oh. Hey guys, check this out. Oh wow. It's the notes they're not playing that makes this jazz extra good.
So rhythm high. Jerking it though.
Amazing.
I have the same problem that Jackson had of like, I get to taste my own dick.
Problem? You get the same privilege.
That's a very, very, very weird way of looking at that. Being like,
gosh, I'm lucky.
Tasting my own dick. I'm so lucky.
Well, you don't normally get to, you know.
I mean, that's true. So I guess it's kind of nice.
No one has been like, I'm so glad I tasted that penis. No one.
I think most people.
A majority. A majority of people are like,
that dick, yummy.
I'm glad. Right. I'm glad I tasted that penis.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I just said penis like you, and I'm not happy about it.
Penis.
It's like going on our self-suck, and almost every single one is being like less about like, hey, yeah, either like I want to do this or like so. It was less about a mouth on my dick and more about a dick in my mouth. But exactly. Every single one was like, yum.
It was great. Delish. Plus, it's a million tongues. Well, 20. No, 10. Well, 20 if it's your feet as well, but it's not. 10 tongues working like crazy all over your dick or gyne. That's all right.
Yeah. And that's plus, wild. Again, because like, you know, you could have, say, for your gyne, for example.
For my gyne, yep.
Like one finger up.
Yeah.
That, you know, him like just touching the clit.
Yeah.
The one just like boop, 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 boop.
Punching away.
Just,
that's how it works, yeah? Just beat the shit out of labia?
Yeah. Stretching it a bit, pulling it, giving it a little massage.
Kneading it like dough?
Yeah.
Something a majora, whatever it's called.
Just imagine it. They'd be like kneading it like pizza dough.
Yeah.
Man, I know so much about vaginas, and I'm so glad.
Ladies?
Look, I suspect...
Reminder, I am still single, so tweet me at douche13.
we'll need your labia like a man needs
like
dough.
Like a real New York pizza.
Like a real New York pizza.
Yeah, but look, I think it's a 10 out of 10.
100%.
I'm going to give it a 9 for the taste.
Last category is nuss, handling of.
The worst category.
Actually. Yeah, I was going to say, like, actually really good because we've also got like 20 eyes on that nuss, so it's going to be real clean.
That's
clean,
true.
And also they've got hands, so I don't need to stick my own head up my ass.
No,
yeah, that's
but,
true.
Which is something I have been accused of before.
Do you, when you're about to wipe, have to get your guys in like hazmat gear?
Guys, this is a biological hazard.
I'd want to shave them all. As in, like, yeah. I'd want to have them all bald.
Yes!
Because, like, I don't want, like, to be like, oh, a little poo particle in my hair.
Just imagine right. That giant noose, like, before you, like, the obelisk in 2001. Dum, 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 dum. And you've got to get up there with like a squeegee and clean it.
You'd have your own little tools though.
Yeah, that's true. On your tool belt. Pull it out. Fuck you.
Oh,
clean.
Imagine this. So you wouldn't have like, you know, because I'm a big supporter that we should have bidets in,
absolutely,
in every
yeah.
single
bidets
rule. Bathroom. Have like a little water bottle, like a pump water bottle.
Yeah.
This little tiny one, like little squeezing, cleaning it good.
And then you got to give you guys a shower, I guess. But that's just like washing your hands.
Yeah. In fact, giving them a shower is just washing your hands.
Yeah.
Getting more soaped up.
All I just need to do is just make sure that I'd probably just have to change my tap so it was more like a...
Chemical bath?
No, change my sink, my tap on my sink just so it's more like the hose, so rather than just like a steady stream of powerful water, it'd just be like a... Like a shower, like a
yeah, 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 absolutely.
Which wouldn't be that hard to do. It would just be a different nozzle.
You're lucky your ewes aren't rebelling, because that can't be fun for them.
It's just going to work.
Yeah.
Plumbers have to deal with shit.
Not directly from the source.
What if a man stuck mid-shit on a toilet? A plumber would have to come cut him out.
Yeah.
Mid-shit.
Mid-shit.
He's like, it's halfway out, Mr. Plumber, but this couldn't wait. The plumber's like, get the fireman. The
fireman's just like, fuck that.
You're
it's
the plumber.
It's shit. You have to deal with it.
Shit's your department. I hate you, fireman.
I like the 000 or 911 emergency services number.
Yeah.
Police, fire, ambulance, plumber.
Absolutely.
Sometimes calling a plumber is an emergency.
What if your house is flooding?
Or you're stuck mid-shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Your house is flooding and you're stuck mid-shit. And there's also a fire, but it's unrelated.
Could you please pinch it off? No. Why not? I don't know.
I refuse.
I'm a gentleman and I always finish what I start.
Did you call me and then come in here and take a shit? Yes.
What do you have to say to that, Mr. Plumber Man?
Do you hate me?
Yes. My job is done. You may go. Imagine getting back in your car and just being like, what?
He called the plumber just to upset him again.
He wanted to be hurt. And you drive off having a big think. Would take that, the day yeah. off work. That
Would
day.
That be a non-verbal hurt?
It's hard to say. So look. Joel Dusha with his Joel Dusha fingers. Edward Joel Dusha hands. That's pretty good,
that's
honestly.
That's pretty high up. I mean, and every, like, in anything that could be negative, actually, super positive.
The only thing that I have to deal with that Edward Scissorhands didn't have to deal with directly is that my fingers can die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Edward Scissorhands can kill himself with his fingers.
Absolutely.
So I feel it's...
Yeah.
The risk is basically the same.
I feel like they'd grow back like a lizard.
Yeah.
Oh, back
you
to
have
life.
Hideous babies in your fingers for a while.
Which I'm happy with.
I'm not.
Another episode where I win, and on that note, I've been Joel Dusha.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
And this is not how we end the show usually. So, weird. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Oh, that's so much more correct.
Keep both endings in, editor. That's you, Zammit.
It sure is.
Perfect.
Goodbye.
Now to say slurs.
Penis. Oh, that's not one.
That's just the word for wangus.
Hello. Hey, it's Carney.
And Dusha.
From How Good's Footy, a podcast that asks the most important question of all. How Good's Footy?
Are you yet to experience the agony and euphoria of the AFL?
Do you have a passing interest in the greatest game in Australia that extends mostly to which player has the worst hair and tattoo combo?
Join us each week as we cheer, cry, barrack, and make profit calls about a sport none of us can play, but all of us can love.
Listen to the only podcast where losers eat toast, winners eat roast, and the hosts have undeniable bias towards their own team.
Search for How Good's Footy on iTunes or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com.